It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday, August 3rd. I'm Ben Johnson. It may be true that our phones do more and more as they become our must-have at all times devices, but there's an opposing hardware trend happening in the tech world right now. Consumer devices that do very specific things. Amazon Dash buttons that order one thing to your house like laundry detergent. Cameras that shoot video just for virtual reality. And a report from Bloomberg this week says Facebook, a company with a spotty hardware past, might be readying two new pieces of hardware. A smart speaker like the Google Home, Apple Hub, and Amazon Echo speakers you can talk to and get information from. Also, a video chat device. This is all unconfirmed, but Alex Heath is senior reporter at Business Insider, and he's been reporting on this story. Alex, we've got Amazon Dash buttons and Snap spectacles and some other pretty specific hardware plays. It's probably too early to call it a trend, but why is Facebook reportedly making a video chat device now?
Yeah, I think it makes sense for Facebook if you think about their mission, you know, which is to connect the world. And I think they want to be involved in every way that we communicate on a daily basis. And, you know, video chat is a huge part of people's, many people's lives. And, you know, there is video calling and like Messenger, for instance. But I think with a device like this, Facebook really gets the opportunity to be in the home. And it's the same play that Amazon has, which is, you know, be where all of the most important personal decisions are made.
One of the rumored features of this thing is that it can scan the room to look for people, potentially. Someone made a good Twitter joke pointing out how Zuckerberg covers the camera on his laptop, but wants to sell you a camera that identifies people in the room.
Yeah. But yeah, with this, it's a much more pointed effort, right, to have that and to have it in the home, which is an entirely new frontier for Facebook in that sense.
Facebook's other hardware efforts, this kind of ill-fated smartphone. It also has had some issues with Oculus, the company it now owns. Facebook's hardware efforts have had a kind of bumpy ride. Do you think they'll succeed this time? And what are the pitfalls for Facebook?
I don't think Facebook's ever done a consumer hardware retail e-commerce push like what they're planning. So it remains to be seen, you know, whether it completely flops or not. I mean, the pitfalls are huge, you know, like this is a complex thing to do. Supply chain, logistics, you know, Apple, which is arguably the best company in the world in this, you know, they still have issues and they, you know, like the next iPhone is rumored to be delayed because of supply chain issues. So, you know, this problem plagues every company, and especially for someone like Facebook who hasn't done this before, I think this is a huge challenge.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. Alex Heath, senior reporter at Business Insider. Alex, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about radio frequency identification for a minute. It's a technology that uses electromagnetic fields to track the movement of physical objects, like your car going through a toll booth or a crate of toasters being loaded onto a container ship. It's been around for decades, but a lot of people think RFID still has big potential in retail. Think walking out of the store without actually having to check out because something automatically scans your items. Here to talk about RFID's potential in retail is Brendan Witcher, principal analyst at Forrester. Brendan, how are you?
I am doing well. Thanks for having me on today.
It's 2017, man. There's got to be a faster way to purchase items at a store.
Well, we've been working on it. We've been working on it for a while. In fact, we've been working on it since about 2006 when IBM first came out with the concept and advertised the idea.
Right.
Unfortunately, we've been moving along at a slow pace. So
yeah, that's a long time. Advertise the idea in 2006 and maybe have it come to market 11 years later.
We still have some hurdles to get over in order to make this a real viable way of helping customers shop in physical stores.
RFID is already being used, right?
Yeah, it is true that it is in some places, but the real problem that we have is the adoption of RFID tags have been low because the business case for ROI has really not been there.
Yeah, you're talking about return on investment, of course, and what we're talking about here is how expensive the tags are themselves and how expensive the machines are that need to read them at checkout.
Yeah, that's right. The important thing to remember about the cost of RFID tags is that usually they're going to be put on by the producer of the product. So, you know, they tell me that when we reach about a 30 to 40% request rate for our products to have RFID tags, we might as well just put them all on all of our products.
What's going to be the catalyst for change here? Is it literally just a big box retailer like Target saying, we want this?
Well, we've already got a company like Macy's saying, we're going to do this. The catalyst for change is when, frankly, when retailers, you know, kind of wake up to the idea that RFID tags might be viable if we start to look at it as a solution for many problems in retail, not just self-checkout. There's a number of programs and capabilities that the RFID costs can be spread across these programs, and then it starts to pencil out a little bit more. And I think that's where the realization will come in, and companies will start to say, aha, if we use these for more of our programs, that's when it starts to make good business sense.
Brendan Witcher, he is principal analyst at Forrester. Brendan, thanks a lot for chatting with us.
Thanks for having me today.
And you might remember last month we played a little game with you guys called Name That Technology by Audio Only. We got a huge response from you. And yes, as many of you guessed correctly, it was a dot matrix printer that we played sound from. So here's a new sound quiz for you. The first one's easy. Okay, that was an original sound for a device, and so was this one, which is going to be a little bit harder. Do you know what machines made either or both of these sounds? If you do, tweet at me. I'm at TheBrockJohnson, or you can tweet us at Marketplace Tech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
Oscar Gomez was a Chicano student activist in the 90s, a radio DJ, and a rising star.
He was fire. He was charisma incarnate. Everyone had a crush on him.
He was a voice of people who didn't have a voice.
Until his sudden and mysterious death. What happened to Oscar? Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.